Sivus Yerushalmi corresponding to Sivus Bavli, Daf Sadi Hei, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Amad Beis at the Mishnah. Misha Haya Nosi Shtei Noshim, Umocha Esadehu, Vekosa Arishoina, Velekeach, Dinadrom Eli, Imcha Ashnia, Meitzim Yad Alokeach, Varishoina Min Ashnia, Alokeach Miad Arishoina, Vechoidus Chalila, Ashiyasu Parshara, Beinayim. The Mishnah says that a man was married to two women and sold his field. His first wife wrote to the buyer, I have no claim against you. The second wife may collect the field from the buyer. The first wife collects from the second, and the buyer from the first. This cycle continuously until they reach a compromise. V'chein ba'al chayv, v'chein isha ba'al aschayv. The same applies to a borrower or husband who sold two lands that together suffice to pay his debt, or the ksuba, and the creditor waived his rights to collect from the second buyer. And similarly, a woman who is a creditor, she's owed her ksuba, and she waives her right to collect from the second buyer. And the Gemara says, Amr b'yosi hada amr, ha'hein de yaziv min train b'nei nash, Asa Tinaina, Amalei, Kremi, Poshrin, Amalei, Relais, Sefe, Dikadmaya, Mashma, Mesi, Mitroif, Yachal, Mema, Poshrin, Vein, Tarf, Traf. Rabbi Yossi said that he inferred that if one borrowed from two people and doesn't have enough money to pay both, and the second creditor said, come compromise with me, and he answers, in the end, the first creditor will hear and take what I give to you, he can say back, compromise with me, if he takes, he takes. The Gemara asks that if he compromises the second, surely the first can come and take. If he compromises the first, what's the law? Is it as if he bought property from the first and the latter cannot collect from it? Rabbi Pinchas answered that a case came in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. He said, if he compromised, he compromised. The latter cannot collect from it. Rabbi Yossi objected, did the borrower not write that he give a lien on de'ikni, which is property that I would acquire from now onwards? This is normally written. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yirmiya's ruling applies only to an heir. He pays debts only from what he inherited, but not from new property that he acquires. Amar Chanina, afilu v'halchoiv, asya hi b'ahi de'leksiv kol de'ikni, oish amalai al yehei l'cha piroin elamizeh. The second answer is from Rabbi Chanina, it applies even to a creditor when he didn't write to the second lender, kol de'ikni, or he told him, you'll pay only from this property. Amrav Netanya, Asya, Kamanda Amr L'Ksuva, Avaloi L'Tanyan, from Kamanda Amr Ben L'Ksuva Ben L'Tanyan, Ha Chizira. Rabbi Masniya said that this is like the opinion that one who remarries his ex-wife does so on condition that she receive only her original Ksuva, means Ikka Ksuva, but not for stipulations. However, the one who says that it's both for ksuba and stipulation, if she returned, totally, like initially, likewise, if the first creditor compromised and returned property, it returns like initially, before it was taken, and the second may collect from it. Hanolak per mi sha haya nasi.